This is Talk of the Bay on K-Squid 90.7 FM, and I'm Rachel Ann Goodman. We are going to hear from Caroline King, our squid on the street, and find out what she found out when she took her microphone into the community. This is K-Squid 90.7 FM.
Hello, Santa Cruz. You're listening to 90.7 FM K-Squid and online at ksqd.org. I am Caroline King, your squid on the street. On this episode, I went all over to ask our question of the week. If you had to convince a young person to vote, what would you tell them?
Well, I would say I'd definitely focus on local politics more so. I mean, everybody gets wrapped up in the drama of national politics, and national politics are really important, and I would encourage everybody to vote in national elections.
If enough people voted, it would make a difference. And not only that, but it's a way of empowering oneself for knowing that they're taking action to, you know, make a statement about what's acceptable and what's not acceptable.
I think just by informing people of how elites are ruling us will incite them to care more about what's going on.
That's like the one time where our opinion actually counts for something. If we're going to talk at all, it should be by going to the ballot box and casting your vote for somebody who you feel best represents your values.
It's your constitutional right. Don't vote because you think it's good for your pocket. Vote because it's something you believe in. Vote your conscience, not your wallet.
You got to pay attention to what's going on in your country. It affects you. You know, they just voted in Gavin Newsom and he changed the whole world, just about, at least my world. He signed off all our prison priors. Those are gone. I'm out of jail because of him. You know, we got a lot of people sitting in jail that don't need to be there. You need to vote. Get in, get involved. Make changes.
You know, if there's like a lot of people, I guess, feeling like there's corruption in this world and there's stuff that like it's not in our hands and we can't change it, like it really is in our hands. And I guess being like the young people too, we are the next up and coming like run in this world.
It's tragic that people my age just do not take them seriously.
You seem to be on a different wavelength. But then I have to remind myself that I was there once, and people are people.
I mean, I think the generations have to listen to each other. But if the kids don't vote, that won't happen. My experience is when older people start seeing younger people make a move, then they want to find out, and they want to hear from them. And yeah, some of them are going to disagree vehemently, but at least there's a discussion, a dialogue, and an argument. Just get together sometime and have some chats and see. Especially talk to people you disagree with, you know. Sometimes, though, we don't want to put in the energy. And I would love to see young people do that. I don't know how to engage them.
A great way to build community is getting involved in local political issues. Local politics touches every part of your life, whether you like it or not, whether you're paying attention or not. So you have to get involved. There's really no choice for me. And I think that most people sort of understand that, but it's also hard to ask, especially young people in the context of our county, for their political energy, if that's how you want to put it, or their civic engagement, when many, especially Cabrillo College students, are just fighting to survive.
That's all for this week's Squid on the Street. I'm Caroline King for K-Squid 90.7 FM. Do you have a question you'd like to hear answered by Squid on the Street? Send us an email to onair@ksqd.org. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you for listening, and thank you to Caroline King, our Squid on the Street. If you have a question, don't forget to email it, and we'll ask our public what they think. That was Squid on the Street. You can write to onair@ksqd.org.